The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour. Oh, and I'm starting a second hour with two dogs on my lap. Good morning, girls. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee. Hello,
morning,
Lee.
Alan.
How you doing, buddy? I'm good. You?
I'm doing great. Doing great. It's funny. I listened to the news just now, and radio, and I had a customer last week. Says, "Don't you aren't you up to date with what's going on in the, you know, in the political arena and stuff?" You know, I said, "I don't really have time. I'm going fishing."
Exactly.
And that's what I did. Out on fishing, because I don't really give a hoot.
Right.
Maybe I should. I got enough information to know what's going on. But
well, I think that's where most of us are. We don't need to know nitty gritty. We just need to know, you know, who we think is going to represent us the best and vote for that person.
Yep, and that's enough.
And that goes right down the line from president all the way down to your local representatives.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I got a neighbor friend who helps me out on the local stuff. I know enough, but I said, here's my ballot. You and I are on the same page. Can you fill it out for me?
Wow.
Well, it's all good. No, he owns guns and knows the agenda and who in my local area is.
Yeah.
Would represent us the best, and you know I'm not up to date on all that crap. I'm going fishing, so I went fishing, Alan. I went fishing at Middle River the other day.
Really?
And my kids have they've been fishing Dundee and whatnot, and they've been catching snakeheads and bass and stuff. So I went fishing Dundee the other day.
Yep.
And I hadn't fished, Alan, and last fishing I did there was a little fishing event with the MSSA with the kids thing down at Wilson Point Park. It was so much. I had so much fun with,
wow,
with the kids, a little kids. We probably had a dozen young children from the club, and you know, introduced them to fishing there off the pier.
Yeah.
And but we went fishing, and the kids won't tell me where to go, so I got all their special.
Nice.
Yeah. Huh? Why?
No, I said that's nice that they wouldn't tell you where to go. Tell the old man where to go.
Yeah. So I went looking for I knew grass is where the fish were from the fish in the pen. One thing I found interesting, Al, we go in the cove, we catch a few bass. I caught some chain pickerel. I can't say I've ever caught chain pickerel in Middle River.
Right.
But wherever we had grass, you could see it was very healthy and whatnot. And I would try to duplicate finding these other little cuts and coves with the same thing, Alan. But there was absolutely no grass.
Wow.
And I'm assuming, I hate to assume, but people use chemicals, I think, to kill the grass off. The bottom is literally barren. The water was dingy in some of the coves. The coves that had the grass were beautiful. I'm assuming the grass almost, you know, filters the water. But I was just wondering if anybody out there knows if that's correct, you know, that people use chemicals. I know people that own piers, they don't like having – it chokes their motors and – and especially if it's a little marina, they, you know, the customers complain about
sure.
the grass.
Yeah, I understand.
So the people use chemicals to kill the grass.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they put rotenone or something out there to kill it. You know,
is it legal?
I can't tell you. That's a question for Maryland Department of the Environment.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just the coves that were free of grass. They were definitely free of fish.
Right.
But I don't know. I was interested in throwing that out there. I don't know. You're right. The Department of the Environment.
Yep.
But it was good to get out. I hadn't been out in a while and mess around in Middle River. Got to totally. In awe about the reconstruction of most of the shore homes and stuff. I thought I was on the Severn River. I mean, it's
huge. Yeah, exactly.
Were four-story tall, beautiful homes.
Oh my gosh, how did you take to my advice to the young lady with the question on snakeheads? Did you hear the last hour?
I did not, no.
Ah, okay.
I literally just, no, what was the question?
Well, the question was, she's got some young fellows, you know, that are just driving, mid-teens, that love to fish. And they fish where they're in an area where there's snakeheads, but people around them are catching them and they're not. And I gave her a couple little tips on fishing for snakeheads that I've learned. That are, you know, fish midday when the water temperature is the warmest. Fish the shallows because snakeheads are an ambush predator with their eyes on top of their head. You might be fishing too deep. You might be fishing below them. So get up there in the top foot and a half of the water column. If you're using live bait, only put your minnows on, a foot or 6 inches below the bobber to get the utmost attention. Fish some swim baits, some plastics. This time of year, subsurface stuff, and you know, don't go surface just yet.
Alan, another thing I'll throw out: I talked to a couple of diehards, other than my kids.
Yeah,
they like to get where there's undercut banks, and they fish right up against the grass, the grasses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the key element is fishing an area that has grass.
Right.
You know, you got some sort of a grass growing in the water, but these guys want to get right up against these undercuts. They say that the predators, they hang, literally hang in these undercuts.
That doesn't surprise me.
They'll actually see them come out and attack their, these guys are big on the top water.
Yeah, well, a little early for that, but yeah, you're right.
It's not early. They're catching. They've been catching them on frogs for the last couple of weeks.
Really, I'm surprised.
Yeah, my kids have been. They've probably gotten about 2.5-3 dozen of them so far this year.
Wow, nice.
And they just won't fill me in on where exactly. I know between the Gunpowder, Dundee, and Middle River is the area they've been fishing. Regardless, and they go out every day after work.
Yeah.
But pike of the shore, these chatter, is it chatterbait?
Chatterbaits, yep.
Yep. And another thing, Eddie, my son, uses a sluggo and puts it right up in a deliberate, up again, pike of the shore, but just twitching it away, and he'll let it sit. And he says, Dad, when they sit, they'll come up and crush the thing.
Wow.
It's just sitting there. The presentation is with those things is the key. And he's mixing it up again with... Yesterday, he was throwing this thing, a big jointed... It looked like a rat. It was, the thing was huge, but I could see where the, you know, there's something... These fish are becoming educated.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting... They're getting so heavily fished.
Yeah.
Everybody, they're not, you know, the blue cat is the big threat. The snakehead's not so.
Right. I made that point first hour. Almost the first statement was the detriment that the.
I talked to Captain Dye. I think he got on last week maybe about the catch of. Blue cats. He had. I think it was in the past. I got to get with him because I'd love to know the technique. I might something that I don't know if he had a long line type thing, but they got a lot of blue cats. I thought that was
they had 600 feet of trot line, and trot line. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually written an article for Big Ass Fish. About their experience, they caught 18 catfish on their trot line with a 2-hour soak. I think they had 20. I can't remember how many hooks they had on there. I have to look at the article. But and then I talked to a catfish trot liner who sells them commercially, and he puts a hook on every 20 feet on his 1,000-foot of trot line.
Well, there's a guy at the mouth, a commercial fisherman I know, that did the same thing. And
that's how they're catching them now. They're trot lining the blue cats right now. What's that?
Well, let's hope that catches on.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And then you'll have fights. You'll have fights on the rivers about catfish trot lines going to. Going over top the other guy's catfish trot line. Oh, yeah, you know, that type of thing.
Well, what that could be a very productive means of you know, catching these things. That's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. Well, There are seven commercial fishermen up in the Rock Hall area that are all using trot lines, and they're supplying the catfish processing plant there on Tillman. And I'll send you some pictures.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that there's a viable method. And glad to hear the commercial guys are and Captain Don and. I don't even know. You don't even have to be. There's no limits or anything, so anybody can do this.
No, but there is license requirements.
Yeah, I know. Yes, there is a license requirement. Yeah, I know. There's a seafood. I have a seafood vendor's license to sell the fish. So
right.
I would assume you have to have that or whatever. There might be a lesser license for the. You know,
yeah, I've got all that broken down. That'll be in Big Ass Fish magazine. So,
all right. Hey, you got enough pictures for your magazine?
Oh, I can always use pictures.
All right, I'll tell Kayla to send you a few.
That'd be good. Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So, all right, Alan.
All right, man. We'll talk.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Lee. Have a great day.
Okay.
See ya.
Take care.
Uh huh. Bye bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about our friends at, guess where, Backyard Billies. Oh, yes, we love talking about Backyard Billies because, A, they're such good people, and, B, when I say good people, they're good people. When you walk in there, you're greeted with a smile, how can I help you? You know, they know their stuff. They know their products. If you are interested in a particular barbecue grill, they can walk you through there and give you all the information that you need. people that specialize in that, people that specialize in the hearth section. I'm talking about the, you know, the fireplace inserts. My brain went on vacation there for a few seconds. Sorry. Fireplace inserts, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. They've got experts in that. And Bill himself will jump in. Bill will jump in, and he will give you as much information as you need, and sometimes more. But more is better in that situation, because knowledge, as I told Robin this week, knowledge is power. You have the ability to make a decision. And, you know, it's low pressure, it's price is right, and the service is great. Now that I've said all that, let me tell you, they've got not only the barbecue grills and fireplaces, but got everything in their backyard for your backyard. They've got the colorful poly tables and chairs. They've got the Adirondack chairs in any imaginable color. They've got the sheds, the greenhouses, the chicken coops, the pergolas, the gazebos, the chicken coops. Yes, indeed, they have chicken coops. And much, much more. You need to stop by Backyard Billy's, right there off exit 44B Evans Avenue off of 50, right there in Gracie. But you'll see them right along the road. I mean, you'll see them right along the road. The street name is Drummer, and you'll be thrilled with everything and anything that Backyard Billy's has to offer. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Phone number 410-827-4500. Sneeze break, sorry. They're open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. Stop by this weekend and let me know your experience. We would love to hear from you. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We talked about some guns yesterday with Mr. Clyde. It was a nice conversation. We talked about a lot of stuff. He and I spent probably 15, 20 minutes having a chat. The X-Bolt Medallion, that's a really cool-looking classic rifle, available in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. It comes in a gloss high-grade walnut finish with a rosewood end cap, a polished blue steel barrel receiver, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and it is a bolt-action, high-powered center-fire rifle, the X-Bolt Medallion. You ought to really take a look at this. If you like good classic firearms, good classic rifles like I do, the X-Bolt Medallion is the one you ought to see. Now, if you want to step it up, you want to go carbon fiber stock, you want to go suppressor, you want to go camo, well, see the new X-Bolt Pro Series. Lightweight, long range, the different models that are available, it's the X-Bolt Pro. Both from Browning, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. And don't forget, if you're a shotgun sports guy, sporting clays, trap, skeet, well, take a look at the over and under shotgun called the Satori. There's several different models, and they're all beautiful. They're all very functional. They all come to your shoulder very nicely. The Satori is the one you want to look at for over and under shotguns. Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop is your place in Baltimore. They're open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. Near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport. And I followed you, big river, when it called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge?
All right, Queen. Enough of Johnny there. We got some callers on the line. And Christina, I got your email. I sent you a link that you might be interested in. On Women on the Water, introductory course to fishing and boating at Seneca Lake coming up on May 9th. And read that, but I will answer your questions sometime this weekend. The questions are, do I decide what type of fish to catch or figure out where I want to fish first? And would I suggest a freshwater lake or river or bay fishing first? That one's easy. Freshwater pond, freshwater lake. Something easy, very easy, a worm on a bobber, and get the feel of a fish taking a bite. That's what I would do. And regarding turkeys, are they a good choice for first-time hunters? No. I mean, if you can get somebody to take you turkey hunting and that's your first hunting experience, have at it. That would be fantastic. But I would say regarding that, Christina, get in touch with your local National Wild Turkey Federation right there in Harford County. I'll send you the fellow to get in touch with. He was on the air here a few weeks ago, Tom Malicheski. and he will be more than glad to direct you towards hunting, turkey hunting, and mentorship all together, so on the hunting end at least. So I'll answer your email here shortly. So 410 WCBM 680, we got Tackle Box Tim on the line. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing well. I've had a couple of interesting fishing trips here the last couple of days where it's obvious that I'm only allowed to catch one bass per trip. But
you're only allowed to catch one bass per trip?
Yeah, well, that's what nature's telling me. But Wednesday I was up on the Susquehanna Flats area with my friend Randy, and I got to watch a show with a rattle trap that I have not seen in years. Randy's best five were about 18.5 pounds, including one about 6.5.
What were they?
Largemouth bass.
How big?
His best five fish weighed 18.5 pounds. If you were doing sort of like a bass tournament thing where you weigh your best five.
Oh, best five. I couldn't figure out what you were saying. Best five, 18.5.
If you were judging your day by like a tournament type of deal, his best five were about 18.5 pounds.
Got it.
And well-deserved for Randy. Won't go into that story. But yesterday I was helping a friend scout around for a tournament today, and it was a completely opposite day for both of us. But It wasn't about catching. It was about location and whatnot.
But, gotcha.
Getting back to Lee talking about Middle River, that is one of my favorite bass fisheries. Scott School has done a really good job restocking that area after that 2015 fish kill.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to grass, there are places in Middle River. I've fished it probably 10, 11 years now, and there are places where grass just does not grow. And
Got
then
it.
There are places where it will grow this year and not the next.
Really?
And I don't know if people, it may or may not happen, putting out chemicals to kill grass, but just over the years, different places, you'll find it every year, and then there's places where it was there 1 year and not the next, and then a couple years later, it's back. So I found that to be true in Dundee and the gunpowder. It's cyclical. Don't
right.
know what controls it, but I suggest maybe next year, year after, go back and visit some of those places and see if we got grasses to grow. But there are places too where it depends on the bottom, the makeup of the bottom. It may not be conducive to growing grass there.
Mm, very possible. Yep.
Lee, keep going back, buddy. You might be amazed at the following year or two, those places that didn't have grass before now have it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, it's an interesting fishery. I only fished it a couple times, once and many, many years ago, once with Kardash, Captain Dan Kardash, fished it with Dick Gelfman. You remember Get Gelfman? Well,
I remember that thing on the news where they were doing some sort of gimmick lure, and did it catch fish?
Yeah, did it catch fish? Well, we took Gelfman out with those gimmick lures.
Yeah.
And they didn't, for the most part, except the one big old jigging spoon that he got from somebody, and I tied that on like 8-pound test. That thing must have weighed 2 ounces. I tied that thing on 8-pound test, and I tossed it overboard, and I'm jigging, and I'm talking, and Kardash and Gelfman are talking, and I pull it up out of the water, I get to the last foot of the water column, and there was a swirl in there about 5 feet in diameter, and I thought, oh my goodness, I wonder what that was. I think probably a big rockfish had come up after that. Lori never hit it, but man, I'd like to have seen what it was. So
yeah, this is true.
That was the only real strike we had that day. So, as far as the gimmicks are concerned, that's exactly what they are, as gimmicks. So, there was some kind of a a spray or some kind of a potion you put on a fishing lure to help. And I can't remember what all we used, but that was a fun day with Captain Dan Kardash and Gelfman. So.
Yeah, but when I'm out in Middle River bass fishing, grass is good, but you know, I know Lee does the snakehead deal, but for bass, if you're not fishing a dock, it's highly likely that you're not going to get bit.
I got it. You're not fishing a dock.
Right, yeah. You concentrate on the docks for the bass. And I'm sure if there's grass around a dock, you'll find snakeheads too.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah.
And I have also, you know, in my bass fishing time there, I have caught chain pickerel in Middle River.
Sure, sure.
Now, and that, what I'm told about chain pickerel in your tidal waters, it's a good sign that you have healthy water.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
So that's my story for today, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, well, I wish you would. I'm glad you did. So, and I was thinking, of, when I saw you on the line, I said, now, there's a guy that takes advantage of our sponsors. I know you've been to Madonna Seafood and enjoyed your meal there. I know you've been took advantage of Spurrier's Tire and their tire repair service. So, you know, nail in your tire on your way to Ocean City. So
yeah, that was quite an adventure with the drizzly and where am I going to pull over so I can do the thing to check out the air pressures with the computer on the truck. And I'm going to take another shot at it tomorrow with a friend who is coming up to scout around for a tournament next week.
I got you.
He doesn't fish the upper bay so much, and he's just looking for some ideas and places. If we catch him, we catch him. If we don't, he gets a good view of what the fishery offers and what might fit his style for what I perceive the bass may be hitting the beds next week with this warm weather coming up.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
My trip is Friday.
Good deal. Yeah,
yep.
I think your smallmouth will be placed on the beds with 80 degrees the next 4 days.
I think you're absolutely right. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm geared up. I've got new line on my reels. I've got some brand new hooks and a few new baits. So I'm excited. And some old baits that have paid off well in the past. So I'm very happy.
Did you find your jig trailers?
Did I find my what?
Jig trailers.
Not yet. I was poking around in my gear bag, and I have some stuff that'll work. Some stuff that I bought, some crawfish that I bought a while back. I might bite an inch off of the tail and use those.
No, hey, that absolutely works, and that is sort of what they do to make the chunks anyway. They just shorten up the back end. And
exactly. Yep, we're gonna try it. So.
All righty, sir. I will let you get on to the next group of callers.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate that, and we will do that.
Thanks. So. Have a great day. Tell Robin we said hello.
I will do that. Appreciate it, Tim.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing all right. Yes, how about you?
Okay. Still looking down to the top of the grass.
Well, you know what? That's the main thing right there.
Yep.
No question. So,
just saying hi to you and all.
I appreciate that. Robin said to tell you hello. She misses talking to everybody. So, I just talked to her a little bit ago during the break. So we're good. So I don't know if you heard the first part of the show. She's getting back together. She got some good news this week. She got some knowledge about what's going on. So we're hoping that, traveling down this path, one more doctor's appointment this coming week, and hopefully the picture will be complete and we'll be able to make some progress.
So.
Yeah, so. Yeah, she took, her doctor took her, she's lost so much weight that the doctor took her off two medications and shortened the one to half of what she was taking per day. So, Robin has some immune issues. She has some kidney and liver issues that, she's had them for years. I think, what'd she tell me the other day? 14 years now. And I mean, she was a sick puppy. She was at death's door 14 years ago.
Mm.
And you know, she's bounced back, but she's doing really well, and we're happy for her. Just the recovery process is taking a little longer. You know, when she went off the air here a few months back, we didn't know what was going on. She was not feeling well. Couldn't get it together quite. So she said, you know, I've got to rest on Saturdays. I do so much during the week. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. So, but now she's well on her way to, things are looking better. So I'm glad to hear that for her, you know.
That's good.
Yep.
All right.
Got no activities at the moment. We're talking about a measuring event up in your area in June. So we have to confirm that. I'll let everybody know when that's going to be. So.
All right.
Mhm. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate your calling.
Yeah. Tell the father that I know. Take care.
All right. Thanks. God bless.
Thanks,
Glenn. All right, there goes Glenn. How about that? Spurry's Tire Service. You know, they're located right here in East, and we mentioned them in regards to Tackle Box Tim. He put a nail in his tire. The old warning light came on, pulled over, checked it. Ah, there's a nail. What are we going to do? He calls me. I said, go to Spurry's. He went into Spurry's, and about 15 minutes, they had him back on his way to Ocean City. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Elliott Roads is a main drag. I mean, there's the big boxes there, the big office stores there. There's a lot of businesses along that road. And Dover Road is, you know, the way out of town between here and Preston. I travel it every day with the kids. But they're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They also carry the other brands, you know, Michelin and whatever your car needs. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. It doesn't matter the make or model. I saw a Fiat the other day. I haven't seen a Fiat in a long time. But I'm sure Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Morning, Brett. Garden tractors to farm tractors and any kind of farm equipment you can imagine. Even your wheelbarrow, even your lawnmower, they've got them. If you own any kind of a trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, just any kind of a mechanical trailer, even a tow-behind motorhome, they've got tires for it. Any kind of ATV, UTV, RTV, and now saw one the other day, an SMV, a slow-moving vehicle. He's got tires for that, too. No question. Spurry's offers if you don't believe me, look it up. They were selling them at the outdoor show, a slow-moving vehicle. Yeah. Go up to 30 miles an hour. How about that? Spurry's offers tire repair and full service, especially the Tackle Box Tim and me, and full-service automotive repair. If that check engine light comes on, well, they'll be about checking it, diagnosing it, and repairing your vehicle and getting that check engine light to go off because it'll be fixed. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. Make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Outdoorsman Radio Show and tell all of our sponsors that. They love to the feedback. They love to know that they are reaching out and reaching you. And that includes all our sponsors. So thank you for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-2722. 557 Crab. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out. Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout.
Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out.
Advice from Willie Nelson. Let's talk to Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm all right, buddy. Sorry to hear Miss Robin's not doing too well.
Well, she's doing okay. She's doing better than she was. Let's put it that way. She's got some answers. That's the main thing.
That's good to hear. Good.
Yep.
I heard you're going smallmouth fishing on the 20th. Where's that?
No, I'm going smallmouth fishing next Friday.
Oh yeah, on Friday. That's right.
I don't reveal my water that I'm fishing on, but I will tell you it's one of the Baltimore reservoirs. How's that sound?
Okay.
They're all pretty good. So
I know, but if you're going for smallmouth, you're going pretty boy.
Not necessarily.
Because I fished the reservoirs. I know where the smallmouth action.
Not necessarily. You fished them, huh?
Are you going with Glenn or Bruce?
Oh man, you're giving out too much information there, brother.
I had a feeling as soon as I heard you said you were going, I'm like, you're going to hook up with Gunnar Bruce up here. Yeah. A buddy of mine caught a 7-pounder, 7'6", the other day up there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's every year he catches one over 7. Of course, that's his favorite place to go. He lives right up by there.
Yeah.
He does clear the 7-pound mark every year. He's got him on Facebook. And I'll tell you, the guy's quite an angler.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So are the guys that you're going with. So you're having a good time.
Hopefully I'm not putting anything on Facebook. Sorry.
No, I never do.
You know, not on that. I mean, that's my once a year sanity trip, you know.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
So I need to keep that you know, close to my heart. So
I did
tell one of the guys, I said, "Look, it's my birthday. My big 7-0. So your job is to get me my biggest smallmouth ever."
It's a good time of the year to get them. We've been seeing some black bear up there lately.
I don't doubt it.
Seen them. Yeah, two friends of mine so far this year have seen it. I haven't personally, but I've seen one up there last year.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're starting to migrate through there pretty good now. You hear the sightings pretty much regularly now.
Yeah, well, once the mama kicks the 2-year-old male out of the nest, so to speak, they start to roam. And I mean, they start to roam a lot, and they'll go 50-60 miles a day.
Try to find their own area.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's why you see them in Montgomery County. That's why you see them, you know, in areas where you'd never see them before. You know, a couple of years ago, we actually had 5 black bears in Baltimore County killed on the interstate system. 83, 695,
yeah, 95. I heard of 2 that were right close together.
Yeah.
In time, exactly. Time wise. Yeah.
Yep, no question.
Yeah.
No
crazy.
Question. So
yeah. But I wish you best of luck, man, Friday. I hope you get them.
Well, I appreciate that.
And maybe I'll bump into you up there. You never know.
You never know. Well, if you do, say hello.
I see you at the flea markets all the time, but
you do?
You'll know me if you see me, yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
I'll see you. All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. There you go. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Boy, the show went fast. It always goes fast, and we have a lot of nice callers. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? I guess not. He's probably answering a phone call, so, which is good. That's good. So, no one on hold. Okay, no one on hold. Got it. Yes, indeed. So, I get to this point and I run out of things to say. I really do. No trophy season for striped bass this year. You know, the fish limit remains at 1. I think they have altered it a little bit where they're going to allow certain captains who register their catch to keep 1 fish for the captain and 1 fish for the mate, I believe. I'm not sure how that all is going to work yet, but I think I read something about that the other day, and we're not quite there yet. We'll be there next week. I'll talk more about striped bass next week. But I will tell you this. Traveling across the state the way I have, from the eastern shore to the western shore to, you know, Howard County to Cecil County, the crab situation in Maryland right now, there are some decent crabs. There are some decent crabs coming from out of state, Louisiana and Texas. The demand always exceeds the supply, which means the price is always high. I did learn something yesterday, however. If you compare prices on crabs, it's very interesting because we have somebody that does this, somebody in the restaurant business who compares prices on steamed crabs. And they look at the chart, and they see how big a large crab is, and they see how big a medium crab is, and they see how big a large female is, all the different sizes. And the you know, 5 1/4, 5 1/2, 5 1/2 to 6, 6 to 6 1/2, that type of thing. And they compare them all, and there is absolutely no consistency between carryout crab places and each other. There's no standard of what anybody calls a large male or a number one. There's no standard of what they call a number two. There's no standard between small, medium, large. They are all different depending on where you get your crabs. And if you're happy where you get them, you're happy. If you're not, pull up the prices. When you go to your local crab shack, pull up the prices. They always post their prices with their sizes, small, medium, large. Print them out and compare whether this large at this shop is the same size as this large at this shop. This number one at this shop and this number one at this shop may be two different sizes and two different prices, and the price may vary as much as $10 a dozen. It is fascinating. I stopped by and I watched the comparison go on yesterday. And I mean, it's a shame when you have OCD, obsessive crab disorder, and you got to do that. But it was a very, 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 very interesting learning experience to see that within one region, the competitors have different sizes and different prices for crabs that they call the same thing. Number ones here are this size, and they're this price. Number ones over here are a different size and a different price. And number ones at third place, they're even a different size and a different price. And you compare. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So that's how we do it. 410 WCBM 680. We're out of time. I've got to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Want to know a new issue of Big Ass Fish magazine's coming out next month. We'll have that out in a few weeks. Big Ass Fish. Send me your pictures. 410 WC. No, send me your pictures at Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Your snakeheads, your blue cats. Love to hear about it. Love to publish them for you. If it's a kid, I'll need parental permission. But we've got some great pictures. So Backyard Billy's, one more time. I mentioned before, do you have that beautiful fireplace you never use? I bet you wish you had it last night. It was a little chilly. Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall. It sucked all the heat out of the room. We fixed that, and we visited Backyard Billy's. We got a gas insert, a gas fireplace insert, an Enviro EX35. And we sit here with the remote. We adjust the temperature up and down and the fan up and down. And it's a beautiful thing that heats the room up just perfectly. And you can have one, too. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. That's Backyard Billies and Hearth America at Backyard Billies. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. There's the music. Get out, stay safe. Give all your family a hug. Give them a call. Love the Lord. Get out in God's nature this weekend. You'll be glad you did.